Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Unlike Charles Cooperstein, we here at the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast believe you snarky little bastards deserve good things. Welcome to the podcast. Don is sitting out, so I'm doing a less than stellar introduction. Deal with it. How you doing, Reddit Mavericks? This is Squish 41, by the way, if you didn't know. Because if you don't recognize my voice...
At this point.
I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, but it's been a couple days since free agency started.
It's been really eventful for the Mavericks.
Kind of eventful. There has been some discourse on the internet, on Twitter specifically.
Really? Mavs Twitter?
I know, right?
Having a discourse?
I know.
That sounds fishy. Are you okay? Is someone holding you hostage?
No. But
we are just the most harmonious group of folks on the internet. We never argue. Mavs Twitter is always so happy. Like, it's just like too much. You know, like people can be too happy like all the time. Like, it's not all rainbow farts and flowers, guys. Like, stop being so cohesive and positive all the time. Jeez. Fucking sick of it.
But anyway, Franchi has started. As of this recording, we have added Reggie Bullock, Sterling Brown, and Moses Brown, which I think I think Squish over here is very excited for.
I'm pumped for Moses Brown. Everyone's like, it's like in all the moves that are mentioned most often, like all the discourse I'm seeing, like, we haven't done anything. And I'm like, we're forgetting about Moses. And now, like, the discourse I'm seeing today, respectfully, and I agree with this, it's like, I don't know. I didn't see the argument that prompted this, but someone tweeted about, what makes y'all think that he's a good defender, and then there's film supporting that he's not. But it's like, he's very young, but he's also a 7'2" horse. You know, it's the rebounding for me. And honestly, he cannot be worse than Powell.
At rebounding, yeah.
At defense.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
At everything. For me, he's giant. He's a giant Dwight Powell that can get rebounds, hopefully.
It's crazy because Dwight Powell's like 6'11", so
he's 6'11", but he plays like he's 6'5" on defense. Yeah. It doesn't make
6'3"
sense.
Sometimes. But I mean, dude, I don't know. Like, so I guess we should talk about the free agency stuff. I thought Reggie Bullock was a great get.
That is huge.
Just like the fact it seems like he really wants to be here. Like, he's tweeting at Luca. Like,
he wants to be here.
He's interacting.
He's a legitimate 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
Panda Hank. If y'all don't follow Panda Hank on Twitter, you should. He's always making cool Mavs highlights, but I felt the need to shout out his excellent Reggie Bullock highlight video he put together the other day.
Yeah.
You can find him. Find his YouTube. That's probably going to be better for him. But Panda Hank 41 on YouTube. His Reggie Bullock highlights will get your chili hot. I don't know what that means, but I think it means you're excited about Reggie Bullock being a Maverick.
I don't know what that means either, but I mean, that'll be good. You know, he's looking to be good. Sterling Brown, you know, on the contract that we got him for, fucking, I'm cool with it. You know,
yeah, we didn't pay him much at all, and he's another 40 plus percent 3-point shooter. I was like, well, there's not a lot of data on that. And it's like, okay, did you see how many threes we missed in the playoffs?
Yeah, I'll take him.
That can happen to anyone. That can happen to great shooters, but it's not going to hurt to sign better ones.
Yeah. And then Moses Brown, obviously, we talked about a little bit already. You know, just a big, tall motherfucker. can grab rebounds. Literally will like die like trying to go up for a rebound. Like, cool.
This is a man that had a 2020 game, and he had five total games on the season with at least 17 rebounds. I get it. The Thunder were bad, but that's not nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the Thunder still had to play against NBA teams.
Like, the Mavs tanked for a while. You didn't see Dwight Powell putting up 2020 games. Yeah. Like, give me a break. Try to see the good in things, guys and gals and
non-binary,
non-binary friends.
Because we're all about everybody here.
Yeah, we love you all, but calm.
Yeah, please.
As JJ Redick famously said, Mavs Twitter, you can calm the fuck down. These are positive steps. Are they enough? I'm sure we'll talk about that. I don't think that they are, but they are positive steps. The roster is, even if it's slightly, it is better than it was last season already. So that's good.
I do think like the big thing, though, is to remember that, like, free agency isn't done until like mid-season, you know, like you can still trade for guys. Done. You can still do things within the season. Like, I'm sure everybody's really pissed off at, you know, about Goran not coming here yet. I think that gets done eventually. You know, I just don't know when.
Well, for me, it reads like two franchises playing hardball because the Raptors know we want them and they're trying to get something for them. They don't want to just have to buy them out.
I think it might have been like Josh Bow on Twitter saying that it was weird seeing like these two franchises basically have a dick measuring contest. You know, when we don't have anything, either of us have anything really to, you know, dick measure. But I mean, it is what it is. And I think Goran eventually comes here. I know there are talks about Lauri Markkanen wanting to come here. I'm cool with that at a certain cost. Anything I'm cool with at a certain cost, like, we can make XYZ moves at a certain cost. I'd be cool with it. I know Lauri Markkanen wants to play here. Like, he wants to be here. Same thing with Goran. So it's
Grab him on a discount and move someone else. Like, that's great.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Cool. You know, I know it goes into the whole, we just love white heroes, but it's true. We do like white heroes on our team.
I don't care where they're from, like, or any, like, it doesn't matter to me. I just want skilled basketball players on my team.
Mark, get
talent.
Yeah, doesn't
matter what country they're from.
And then obviously we re-signed Tim Tamari Jr. To technically a discount, like, because I saw
it was technically a chunky discount because
I saw that, you know, the Pelicans threw a bag at him and he was like, no. And then we gave him what, like 74.5 or whatever over 4 years, which is really fucking good considering what he does.
I think Tim is someone that sees the writing on the wall in terms of who he's playing with right now, and he wants to be a part of that. Like, $74 million is still a lot of money. And two, Timmy seems like he wants to win, and I think he wants to win here. And I think he knows that as long as he's playing on Luka's team, he's got a pretty good chance of that happening.
I would need him to spread the gospel.
Spread the gospel.
Amongst when at those MBPA meetings, just, you know, spread the gospel about that. But yeah, man, I mean, like, I'm excited for him to come back, obviously. Like, when he signed that contract, when I saw how much he signed it for, I was like, yes, this is perfect. You know, like, that's great. You know, like, he's still getting value, but it's not like we're overpaying him by a lot.
We didn't overpay him. That was my big thing I was worried about is how much money we were going to pay him. And, like, this is better than I could have imagined.
And the thing about Tim, though, is, like, if we're going to live or die by the three, he's, like, the guy to do it. The good thing, though, is that we added a Reggie Bullock, a Sterling Brown, you know, to maybe pick up that slack if that three isn't falling, you know? And of course, he can do a little more. He can, you know, run to the rim, stuff like that. Cool.
I feel like Reggie Bullock's going to get a lot of minutes.
I personally have him right now as a starter.
I totally agree. Yeah. I think he's going to play a lot.
Yeah. So, and I think he's going to be...
What do you think? Luka, Tim... Reggie, Dodo, KP. That's probably our starting five.
As of right now, unless we make more moves. Yeah. Which I don't know, man. I mean, like, the considering what Nico had to go through his first, you know, off season as the GM, like, I think he did all right. I would still grade it probably as like a C.
Yeah.
Just because there are moves that when you have guys who say out loud, they want to come here and we don't move for them. That's fucking weird. That's where I'm like, hey, that's a failure.
That's strange. You know?
That's
well, and you know, they could be trying to play hardball and, you know, get the right move and outlast somebody. Like, there's no rush, but, you know, I don't know. We've seen situations like that where someone else swoops in and gets the guy, or the player gets fed up and moves on. That's like that one year we were like, Tyson, could you wait and see if we sign Dwight Howard? Because if we don't, then we'll pay you. But, you know, we're just gonna, you know, thank you for all you've done, but could you just, you know, Hank, and then he just is like, nah.
Or like, oh my God, when was it? It was
like midnight. Tyson Chandler signed somewhere else.
I remember the story where it was right before the first time we tried to get DeAndre Jordan, and Tyson Chandler went to Dirk's Celebrity Bowl game. Like, as like, you know, he went there like as a player, like to play the game.
Yeah.
And Dez Bryant got on the mic, like with Tyson being like 10 feet behind him, and was like, Dallas, let's try to get DeAndre Jordan to Dallas. And in my head, I was like, bro, Tyson Chandler's right behind you. Like, why would you fucking say this? Like, this is not the place to try to get, you know, like, he was basically telling people to get on Twitter and like at DeAndre to bring him here. And I was like, don't do this in front of like the guy who won us the guy who helped us win the championship. Like, don't, you know, like, I was cool bringing Tyson back, you know, like, what the fuck? So, but I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, free agency has been a little better. Like, I think a lot of people, when we made those first moves to get Reggie Bullock and Sterling Brown, it was like, oh, okay, cool. We're not like immediately trying to go for the big fish, you know, which is something we did every year.
Yeah.
You know, up until then. And I thought everybody's okay, cool. There's also going to be more moves made. Like, we have five centers on the roster, six big men on the roster. Like, something's going to change, but
there's, you would hope, like, the optimistic fan in me is like, there's clearly something that we're waiting on. Like, there's gotta be something that's gonna shake down eventually that we're holding out for, because the roster composition doesn't make any sense right now.
Yeah.
You know, with all of these bigs, like, you cannot tell me that we will start the year with Boban, Moses, Willie and Dwight all on the same roster. That doesn't make sense. So yeah, one of them at a minimum has got to move.
Yeah, I think you would think at least one, but I mean,
yep.
I guess we'll see what happens, man. It's
and then I think back to the Dragic thing. He is at a point in his career where he clearly values winning and playing somewhere he wants to play. And probably his health, and, you know, he's not going to, I think, risk his basketball health on the hardwood for a team that he doesn't want to play for. And if he wants to play for Dallas, I think he's going to make that clear, and that will get facilitated some point. Like, you know, maybe not right away, but again, back to the hardball thing. I think that's probably what's happening. Or he may be a pro and like, yeah, I'll play in Toronto for a season and then sign with the Mavs later. I don't know. Yeah, I just think that'd be a shitty thing to do. Unless the Raptors really wanted Goran.
I don't think so, but
I feel like they've got young guards up and coming, right?
Yeah. I mean, Fred VanVleet's still there, you know?
like, yeah, they're handing the reins over. They don't really need Goran, especially if Goran wants to go play with Luka. One year left out of the deal. Just buy him out, let the man go.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, again, the free agency offseason still hasn't ended, you know. Things can happen, and obviously, like, we got our guys starting up summer league tomorrow. You know, Tyrell, Terry, Nathan, Josh Green, so.
And then again, yeah, there could be an element of rolling the dice on seeing how some of these guys play that we haven't seen so much of, you know, because Terry was off. You know, dealing with his stuff for a while, and now that he's back, he's put on some muscle. Maybe he's set up to have a pretty good summer league, and we'll be like, "Well, maybe we are."
Maybe that's our second ball hand. Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe
I don't know. And obviously, Josh Green like was in the doghouse because the Rick Carlisle system.
Grumple Stiltskin.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yep. So I mean, you know, those are really, I'm still excited. Like, I would say my positive level, like, if I were to put a pulse in it, it's like at a 70 again, you know, just like 70, 75. Like, okay, cool. Let's see what happens. Like, the other thing though that I've noticed is like, I see so much arguments and like discussions on Twitter, and I'm like, I'm just gonna sit this one out. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, things haven't been set in stone yet. So, you know, like,
yeah, until the opening tip off.
Yeah, basically. Like the date
preseason, you know.
Yeah, like once they announce.
I'm holding on to see what happens. I mean, there's still point guards out there. It could be a matter of, we may be waiting out the market on some guys. We may be seeing Reggie Jackson Maverick stint for all we fucking
know. Reggie Jackson got signed.
Did he?
Dennis Schroeder, yeah. Reggie Jackson's going back to the Clippers.
Oh, he is? Oh, I missed that.
No, but Dennis Schroeder's still out there for some reason, bro. I can't believe that, bro. Like,
Schroeder's a knucklehead, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Wasn't he wanting some crazy contract?
He turned down, I think, 84 million. Oh, he turned million.
Down like, yes. something crazy. Yeah.
He turned 84 million bonkers. From, I think, from the Lakers, bro.
That's bonkers. So, he thought, God, what a, ugh, that backfired.
It did. I was like, oh, you probably should have signed that, dude. My whole philosophy is that if the money's there, bro, take it. I'm not ever like not going to take
money. He it seems like he thought he was being lowballed, I guess.
I mean, I guess,
bro. But it was a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, bro. That's what you were
saying. Now he's going to make quite a bit less.
Yep.
So the Lakers sure moved on.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and do a ad read. Today's sponsor is Spotify Green Room. It's a live audio only sports talk platform. And hey, Green Room just opened up. Don't trig. Free to download and to use. You can talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. My own experiences on there, I've been to a few, not too many, just because, no offense, guys, but a lot of you guys seem to open these up whenever I'm at work. because, and also, I work with kids, and I can't have my phone out with me during that time. But I've been a couple where it's like, you know, talking with like Kirk Henderson. Been a few with Dalton Trigg. I've been with a few with some other people. It's really cool. If you're into it, it's kind of like modern day radio, you know, where they take callers and stuff like that. Pretty cool. Remember you can go to the App Store. You think it's the Android App Store. They're both on both platforms. Download that. You can follow me at Reddit Mavericks. Whenever I'm on, you'll get a notification saying I'm hosting a Green Room. That's it. Squish, is there anything else we want to talk about before we get into questions?
I thought it was cool that Tim Cato shared my song, used my song on his podcast. That was cool.
Okay, yes. So for like the three people listening, for the three people listening to this who have no idea what the fuck we're talking about, Squish, explain what you did.
I have been making Mavs parodies of Bo Burnham songs, and one of the recent ones featured a quote-unquote cameo from Tim Cato. If you haven't seen it, you can find it on my Twitter feed or my YouTube channel. But no, Tim gave me a nice little shout-out, and it was cool. I don't know. Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks, Tim, assuming you listen to this ever, or you don't.
I'm just gonna bug
the universe. The universe will know. I said thanks, Tim. Thank you, Tim. No, I don't know.
Thank you, Kato.
Appreciate it. And then I think generally across the board, y'all should start being nicer to each other on the internet. In all of my years on Twitter, it's the new norm in the Mavs community to just go at each other's necks daily is astounding. And I troll too, but I don't know, and I think we can all agree that Mr. Chuck was a little out of line yesterday. That was pretty funny.
And we'll get into that. Actually, we have a couple questions.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll come up. I don't have any. I'll just ramble about random shit. So let's ground this shit in some questions.
All right, let's go. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but my baby is crying in the other room.
Oh, your baby! It's snark week.
It is Snark Week. All right, let's see. Caleb asks, do you think players want to play with players in their generation? There he is. if you hear
that. Hey, baby Reddit Mavericks.
And a baby Reddit Mavericks in the flesh. He wants players another podcast, I'm sure.
Players want to play with players okay. of their generation.
So, like, LeBron James, Wade, Bosh, KD, Kyrie, Harden, Kawhi with PG. In 5 years, do you think we'll see Luka, Trey, and Aiden team up together?
I don't know. It's not impossible.
It's not impossible. I think it's an interesting question, especially the way that, you know, obviously starting with the Heatles, you know, that was like the player empowerment yeah. movement and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think they would. I feel like Luke would want to do it, not with those guys, not because he doesn't like them, but just because, like, I almost feel like he would be like, hey, I want to get guys who aren't, like, you know, in close relation to me, basically. Like, because everybody talks about that, the 2018 draft class, and how, like, oh, like, you know, everybody fucked up by not getting Luka, or, like, how, you know, there's some talks about how, like, we fucked up by not getting Trey, you know, stuff like that, so.
Who would say that?
Huh? Hawks fans.
Oh, I know. I know who yeah. would say that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I think if we did, I hope it'd be in Dallas.
Yeah, so, well, and, you know. And I only speak from, you know, because we've watched Luka all the time for a few years now. I don't know that he'd seek that out. I think he'd be thrilled to have folks that want to come play with him, but he's so, like, hyper-competitive. And though he's a great teammate and a team player, like, he's not a selfish teammate, he does have that element where, and personally, he does want to be great. So I think, I don't know that he's going to, like, seek out a banana boat scenario with his draft mates kind of thing. So I don't know.
And also, we just don't know how close they are. Like, we yeah. knew that LeBron, Wade, and Bosh are super close, you know?
Knowing Luka, I feel like deep down, he's like, he doesn't want to team up with these guys. He wants to fucking beat them.
yeah. I'm sure he wants to try that first.
He's got that kind of MJ element. Yeah. Where he's kind of a basketball psychopath. I think he has a lot more fun playing. But
yeah.
I think he wants to beat these guys.
Yeah. Next question comes from Jennifer. Thoughts on this investigation that just came up? So have you heard about this investigation that's going on?
The tampering?
Yes.
I have no strong feelings about it. I mean, they will find stuff and be like, you can't make the trade. Or they won't and be like, you can. I mean, it doesn't presumably affect the Mavericks, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think this affects us at all.
I think if those guys wanted to come here, they would have found a way for that to happen.
Yeah. I don't think it's just like, okay, like, the investigation happens, like, the reports that happens that, oh, the trade can't happen, and then they scramble to make other moves, you know, like, whatever. At that point, maybe we can jump in and try to grab somebody. But, you know, investigations like this happen every year, it seems like, so it's kind of like whatever. I think last year was the first time we actually had, like, any, like, implications,
yeah.
you know, with Milwaukee, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next question comes from Sin Respect. Would y'all trade KP for Lowry?
No.
No, I don't do it. Can't do it. So, let's see. Next question.
I was like, oh, we didn't. We were just like, nah, didn't elaborate. No. Just to, I mean, I've seen a higher ceiling out of KP than I've seen out of.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen higher potential flashes than I have. Yeah. Both good, talented players, but I don't see what we have to gain from trading one injury prone stretch big for another, so I don't know.
It's fucky here, but after I asked that question, Reddit Mavs baby started crying, so I think he's probably no on that as well.
Yeah, he's so. Protesting that
yeah, notion. I don't think he likes it very much.
He's a huge he's a huge fan of KP. Yeah,
I think he likes KP. He doesn't know yet though, he's a baby.
He thinks KP gets a bad rap.
Yeah. Let's see. Next question comes from Mario. What is everyone's takes on the Mavs media frustrated that we are frustrated as fans when we're promised season after season to we will do such and such, only to barely move the team but not move the needle to the next year? So here we go. We can talk about the drama that happened.
Well, yesterday. I just I think lashing out at fans is interesting, and at the same time, there is an extent where the fans lashing out can be overboard. So I kind of see part of the points on either side, but I think the media like any Mavs media like saying like the Chuck Cooperstein was definitely out of line, and I thought it was hilarious. Like it just that tweet had such fucking boomer energy. Like it was ridiculous. You don't deserve nice things because you have high expectations for the team you love. Like that was just ridiculous, and he was roasted pretty hard for that. It's just I don't know. He said some weird takes before. And I don't have a problem with him. I just was like, that was an annoying thing to read. So I, of course, changed my name to Doesn't Deserve Nice Things on Twitter. And then across the board, I don't know. Like, I can see where maybe media members that work for or with the Mavericks could be annoyed. Like, if they are... Because, I mean, any Mavs-related big tweet lately, like, even, like, just from the team's account, like, there's always some... You know, y'all are the front office is trash and all this, but like, yeah, I mean, there've been big promises for a few seasons now. Every off season, we're told to buckle up, get ready for something crazy. And then when it's just kind of letting the air out of the whoopee cushion and, you know, you get DeLon Wright instead of some big fish or whatever, like, yeah, people are going to be frustrated. I don't know. I think there's an extent in which we can all calm down a little bit, but being frustrated is more than justified. And then there's the end of it where, like, it's not the fans' fault. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. No, sorry. Like, the whole stuff with Coop was just like, bro, like, who the fuck are you for one thing? You know, which people are like, oh my God, you know who that is? I'm like, of course I know who the fuck that is. But it's better to it's better to act like you don't know who the fuck that is just so you can be like, oh, like, you're a fucking idiot, you know. No, but you know, it's
just kind of out of touch to say yeah. Stuff like that, because like the internet is a great read on the state of the world in general, but in a basketball sense, like, we're in a player empowerment era. Players want to go somewhere, that's gonna happen. They can force their way play. Like, look at how the James Harden thing panned out. Houston wasn't gonna trade him, and then they just did. They caved. Like, and there's the other side of it where, you know, we can't assume that Luka is Dirk. You know, Dirk's loyalty was his unicorn horn, you know, in that regard. And
he's not Dirk, you know.
Like, and Luka isn't Dirk.
Like, I would even just be like, hey, he's not Dirk. Like, you know, like, we had to put really good fucking players around him to make this work. Yeah. You know,
if you watch the Olympics and the playoffs and just him in general, you see how hard he takes losing. We can't keep throwing mediocre talent around him and expecting him to stick around for that. Now, we've got several years before that's a legitimate worry, in my opinion. So
at least
I do think we can pump the brakes a tad, but having a sense of urgency is not a bad thing. And I think the fans would just like to see that from their front office. And it just doesn't read that way.
And again,
also, we never hear from them until it's time to, like, oh no, we love our guys. Like, it's just weird. There's just, you know, I can't deny the amount of gaslighting that has happened about our rosters in the last 3 years. And I think that's why people are so pissed off all the time. And then to lash back out at the fans, I don't know. That's not the way to do it. It's just going to stoke the fire and make it worse.
Yeah. So for me, like, I'm on Twitter a lot, as you guys know. I'm on Twitter
really?
A lot.
Are you?
The number one rule is that, for me anyway, is that if what I'm tweeting is going to cause massive amounts of shit, and I know it is, don't fucking tweet it. You know, like why would, like, I would never be like, hey, you guys are fucking babies for not fucking, you know, agreeing with X, Y, and Z. Like, no, bro. Like, the great thing about being a fan of a sports team is that you can have many, many different fucking points of view. You know, like, someone could value, you know, Maxi, or today, you know, people can value Maxi, but then also be like, oh, wait, actually, if we get Lauri Markkanen out of him, cool, let's do that instead, you know, stuff like that. Like, I mean, just like, I don't know, like, I understand people's frustrations. I'm not frustrated because honestly, dude, I don't give a fuck at this point, dude. Like, it's very selfish to me where I'm like, okay, like, I've seen a championship in my lifetime. Like, I'm good, you know. Would I like for us to, like, ascend and, like, be like a fucking the 100-year reign tweets that I do? Absolutely. I would love to fucking just win every single championship for the next like fucking 50 years. Or, you know, however long Luke is here, you know. You know, but at the same point, like I don't really care anymore, you know, like I just tweet to tweet. You know, the vibes are just there. Like, you know, like if we roll out Luka and a bunch in like five scrubs, okay, or four scrubs, okay, cool, man. Like, I'm still gonna tweet about the team. You know, will it always be positive? Probably not. You know, but you know, I've tried to be mostly a positive presence on Twitter, just because, you know, I feel like everybody needs someone to lean on sometimes when it comes to this team. You know, like, which is why after every loss, like I would tweet out, hey, like, what the hell did you not like? Like, let's fucking talk about it. So you're not, you know, getting into fights with people on Twitter. But yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it, Mario. You know, that shit was very unprofessional. I can do whatever the fuck I want because I don't work for the team. So, you know, they can't afford me. So, you know, it's whatever.
You should shut up and be happy. What?
No. No, you should. You should
constantly strive. I watched Luka play to exhaustion because he has to.
Yeah, like no, I want to strive for greatness, and the way to do that is get the Luka good teammates. That's how you do it.
It's not out of line. It just, you can't pretend that Dirk didn't give up a whole lot of money just to watch promises go unfulfilled until his prime was gone. Like
exactly. So
let's see. I don't know. Whatever. And I'm more chaotic neutral because that's kind of my whole thing. But my demeanor is positive. I'm generally a positive, optimistic fan. But that's because, like, at the end of the day, I'm going to pull for my team no matter what. I can be realistic about it. But generally, like, you know, if these are our guys, these are our guys. And, you know, it's ride or die for the Mavericks. Then you bitch about it in the offseason if it's not enough. That's what it's for. Get a better players. I think we did. We just have a glaring need for more.
Yes, and, like all the time, you know.
Yeah, it's just is what it is. But yeah, I mean, this it's just weird. That's just a weird thing to say to the fans.
Yeah, I was stupid as fuck. I hope he gets fired. Let's see. Next question. Next question. I'm sorry. I hate that motherfucker now. Anyway, next question. I stan what I stan. Nice. I like that. It looks like you have a K-pop avatar. That's cool. What's y'all's take on Draymond Green's tweet of Luka? I love it. I love that he's like, you know, Luka is great.
His tweet of Luka.
I gotta pull it up. God damn, you make me pull this up in the middle of a fucking recording. Let me see. I feel like it was like towards Perk actually. So Luka nice as hell, like super nice. One of the real ones for real. Now carry the hell on, Kendrick Perkins. You thought you were onto something when you dropped this. We dropped a game, and it's Kendrick Perkins tweeting, "International players are taking over the game of basketball." Carry the hell on. I fucking hate Perk, but
he's a fucking nerd.
Yeah, no,
he's the biggest dork.
Yeah, on but Draymond Green's tweet. I love it. I love when Draymond Green talks shit. He has three rings, bro. I can't talk shit about him at all. Mm-hmm. So, good for him. I'm sure he likes Luka a lot. I think a lot of players around the league like Luka a lot. So
Luka's got respect.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I'm just waiting for these guys that really respect him to be like, I'm going to Dallas.
Yeah.
When does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, next question comes from Mats. Is Josh Green going to be the second best passer on the team? And Josh Green over under 15 minutes a game. Honestly, dude, he really might be the second best passer at the end of the day when everything's said and done, which is kind of terrifying. It's kind of terrifying just because he's not a point guard. As Josh Green over under 15 minutes, I think he gets over, but barely. So
I think he gets under.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I think it's over. I feel like there's been more of a push to have our young guys get out there more often. I don't know.
It's going to depend on his three-point shooting.
Yeah, that is true.
Because you just brought in Sterling Brown and Reggie Bullock. who both shoot over 40%.
Yep.
That's going to hurt his minutes if he can't be at least decent. I mean, I have no doubt he's going to play this year because Carlisle's out of the picture, but I don't know. I still say, I think under 15 minutes at this point. It could change. It could definitely change. I want him to, I would love for him to get more, but I think from what I've seen so far, I don't know.
I mean, we'll he's a bronze medal winner. Who gives a fuck?
DMP.
Let's see. That's fine. Hey, bro. Hey, if that's how I get, if that's how I get a fucking Olympic medal, bro, then so be it. I'm gonna fuck.
But I was just thinking, like, the reason I made that joke is like I was internally thinking about if Josh ever tried to gloat the medal to in practice, and Luka would just be like, "You didn't even play.
You played a total of 10 minutes, bro.
You didn't play. You didn't play in the medal game. Like you can't.
Yeah. Like. All right. Let's see. Next question comes from Michelle. Is Goran going to tank himself to encourage a buyout? I hope so. Would Luka give up $200 million for a gold? Oh, that's a good question.
No.
You don't think so?
$200 million?
Yes.
I think for a gold medal?
I think he does.
$200 million.
Yes, that's exactly what it says on the fucking question. Yes, I think he would. I think he would. Because it'd be such a good story. And he can make up that money in advertising. No,
I'm taking it literally. I'm taking it literally, like someone just gives him a medal.
No, I'm sure it's like a fuck off. Anyway, is Goran going to tank himself to encourage a buyout? I could totally see that happening.
He won't tank. He's a pro. I think if he wants to come to Dallas, he's just going to meet with him and be like, "Look, I don't want to play here. Can you please find a way to get me to Dallas or buy me out?" I think that is what will happen because he still got some good years in him. He's not what he was, but like he's not going to want to waste I don't know, if it were me in his position, I wouldn't want to waste any time in getting where I want to go, especially because he wanted to be in Miami and that had clearly run its course. So the next thing is he probably wants to play with Luka and we've got Igor. Like that reunion probably is important to him, and I'm just making assumptions, but based on his media quotes alone, seems pretty cut and dry where he wants to play basketball right now. So I don't know.
Yep.
Someone needs to make that happen. I don't think he'll tank. He's a professional, but he probably doesn't want to play in Toronto.
Yeah, I'm sure he goes out and talks to him. He's like, "Hey, man, let's just get something done. Y'all can take a Trey Burke. It's fine." let's see. Next question comes from Goated Mavs. How's fatherhood going? It's going well. My parents were over last night. They spent the night because I had a very important test this morning. Don't know how I did yet. I'll find out in like 2 weeks. But yeah, it's going pretty well. He looks exactly like me, which is why no pictures will be on the Mavs account ever.
Yeah, it was weird that he was born with a full beard.
Exactly, full beard, long hair. A pair of
Jordan 1s on.
Like, yep, so crazy, weird. Crazy. Let's see, next question comes from... Dirk and Luca's love child. What is the over under on years before Cuban sells the team?
Sorry, I missed the question. I'm hung up on the fanfic ass at.
What is the over under on years before Cuban sells the team?
He's not going to sell the team.
So here's what's going to happen, guys. I'm really sorry.
He's not going to sell the team.
He's not going to sell the team. He is going to... His kids are going to inherit the team.
Yeah.
We're basically going to have a fucking Jerry, situation, but for Mavs, so...
I like Cuban more than Jerry.
I do like Cuban more than Jerry.
We're starting to Jerry Cuban, but...
Yeah.
I don't think that's entirely fair.
You don't think so? I mean,
it's reasonable, but like I don't think we haven't hit Cowboys.
It's trajectory level. Either. It's trajectory. If Luka leaves, I think it gets to that, but we'll see.
We run Luka out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
You run me out of town too.
Let's see. Next question comes from Rye. Why am I right and the Mavericks are wrong? I don't know, dude.
You make good points, you know. I don't know what they are, but you know, I fully support it. You know, you're doing great.
Rye does have good points on Twitter. Like I've seen his like threads. I'm like, yeah, like, fuck, you have a point there.
I'm trolling. Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, you're right because you're right.
Let's see. Chris Lopez asks, which Chris, I love you.
Chris,
I must know Baby Reddit Mav's thoughts on Coop's tweet. He's currently feeding right now. So
well, he did text me. Did you see what that leathery piece of shit tweeted? And I was like, how do you know how to text? And he said, don't worry about it. Also, don't tell my dad or I'll cut your throat. And I was like, that's extreme. But yeah, Coop's an idiot. He's like, yeah, right, lol. And then I didn't hear from him. I don't know how your baby has so many burner phones, but it's really alarming.
I gotta check his fucking crib.
Seriously. He's got a stash in the crib somewhere.
Let's see. Jose asks, what are your thoughts on the media attacking or bashing the Mavs fan base?
It's bad.
It's very bad.
It's stupid. Don't do it.
You shouldn't be. In fact, it should be like up for termination to be doing that shit, bro. Because like, you would never like, if I was employed by the Mavs, the two things I would do would be like tweet stuff out like Bobby Crawler does, or never tweet at all. Like, you know, like
piss off the people that pay for tickets. Great idea.
It's like I would just like, I would literally just like count my money. You know, like, hey, I work for the organization. Cool. You know, like, I would never, ever, like...
There's over the top, and there's reasonably snarky. Yeah. You shouldn't be attacking the fan base for that when there's evidence to support their points. Like, we all have eyes. We've literally got basketball statistics, too. Like, it's just, we're back on this, but it's a big deal. Okay. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, let's see.
Also, I saw another point I was less familiar with, that it, you know, players may be avoiding signing here because of people on Twitter. I didn't hear that one, but if that's true, that's silly.
The only one who would actually do it would probably be KD.
Say Alexa made a good point. It's that no one's turning down millions of dollars because of what, you know, somebody. Some weird thing someone said on Twitter. I don't know.
When 30K millionaires, you know, are out here talking, you know, like, no, it's not happening. let's see. Siege asks, are you guys ready for the DSJ redemption arc?
Yeah.
I'm cool with it, bro.
Hey, look, I've seen a lot of shit about that lately.
Throw him a summer league contract.
I tweeted, you know, I let's run it back. I love a good redemption story, but if you think about his arc, I mean, he was the first rookie we were excited about during the tank, and he showed promise, and then Luka showed up, and then Rick mentally broke this kid, and then also I think DSJ saw himself differently than the reality, and then he just had a rough go. I mean, you go to the Knicks, get buried. The Knicks were a trash fire at the time. Then Detroit, which is where basketball players go to die. Like, it's just like he can't catch a break. And he's still young. And I don't think it's harmful to like get him in the training camp and see what happens. And I've seen a lot of discourse about him taking minutes from Burke or Brunson in particular. That's probably not going to happen. But like, I see a world where DSJ is better than Trey Burke.
Oh yeah, I could do that easily. I would take a flyer on that.
Just take a flyer, see what happens. Yeah. Like, he's got his head on straight maybe this time, and you know, there's the whole thing where Luka just makes everybody else better. So I don't know. I don't know what DSJ has to offer, but I don't think he's done. And I wouldn't be opposed to it. So whatever.
The next question comes from Grant. Yes. Number one NASCAR fan in the Milky Way. ask not a NASCAR question, thank God. He says, what's the dude's name? SVI? V or DSJ? Because I think that was another guy on his radar.
Oh.
He wanted. I don't know anything about SVI, honestly, dude. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Grant. I don't fucking pay attention to this shit. Like,
both.
Yeah, why not both? Fuck it. The meme.
Both.
Porque no los. Fucking go. Yeah. Let's see. Next, sorry, Grant. We will try to get a better answer for you next time.
I won't.
Anyway, next question comes from Daniel, and this might be my favorite fucking question. If we change our name from the Dallas Mavericks to the Dallas Los Angeles Lakers, do you think we'd attract more free agents, or even just land more free agents who kind of blindly make a mistake? What a fucking galaxy brain idea.
There is a cartoon world in which that works.
There is.
It is not this one, though. The world is cartoonish right now.
Yeah, no. That'd be fucking hilarious. I'd love that. Like, we changed, like, not the fonts or anything, but just, like, the color scheme. Just purple and gold, you know? Yeah. Like, just
I like the simple level of mischief where that trickery works. It's like the Clark Kent glasses. Oh,
yeah. Exactly. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. It's not that.
We had this, some friends of mine, we used to write sketches. We had this villain character we made up that would do like really mundane, like evil things. Like, you know, oh, I've painted all the speed bumps the same color as the street, so you can't see them driving home from Whataburger.
That's funny.
It caused damage to your car if you hit it too fast.
That's fucked up. I hate it.
Just stupid shit like that. Anyway, no one asked for that.
Next question. Isaac Alpert actually asks, who is the snarkiest host on the pod? It's not me. It's this one over here, right here, who's giggling.
Lucky you said that, like, we're in the same room.
I know, it's fine, don't worry.
Why are you pointing at me? I'm not even there.
One day we'll be.
It's me. Yeah, I guess. I'm just a saint.
Just Squish. Don is very nice.
Two nice guys and one asshole. But someone's got to be the...
Yep.
Someone's exactly gotta be the asshole.
Let's see. Next question comes from... Let's see, it says they're at Don't Deserve Nice Things. And it's a Snoopy avatar. Okay, first question. Who are you? Fuck off, Squish. God damn it. Gotta do shit every single fucking week. Though you did miss last week, I think. You have missed a couple of times.
Busy. Been off planet doing intergalactic crimes.
Intergalactic crimes.
Yeah, you don't know. I shouldn't even mention. Yeah. Can't.
All right,
can't tell anyone.
Next question comes from Hamadad. I think Hamadad. Okay. Do we go 83-0 if we play five centers and have them lob the ball to each other and each ending possession with a bucket?
Is Luca one of the centers?
Yes. So. Yeah. He puts four guys, 7-footer taller, like 6'11 and taller, and then Luca.
There's the galaxy brain play.
There it is. Seen.
Put Luca at the five.
And I bet Jason Kidd's going to try that shit sometime this year. But he'll probably try some
shit. So excited for like all the weird Jason Kidd tactics and shit. Antics.
No, it's going to be amazing. All right, let's see.
Like, oh, he built a model train on the baseline while the refs weren't paying attention. Now we have to stop play. But he was out of timeouts and caused a distraction. We get this model train off the court. Kids drawing up a play.
Let's see.
Our guys.
Next question. Actually, it's not a question. It actually comes from Patrick Engineer. He shared with me this. So apparently Harlow Bob fucking blocked him on Twitter. Which seems like a crime. Somehow, some way,
like, it seems like a victory for Patrick.
I know, Patrick. Good luck if you're looking for you, Patrick. But you know, no, I can't believe you blocked him, bro. That's crazy. But I wonder what he did. I think he just probably added him too much. I love Patrick and just like his unrelenting like quest on Twitter, just like make sure the word is out. It's great, like, just does it all the time. Let's see. Next question comes from JT, who is the co-host of the Territory Sports Pod, which I listen to every week. You guys should listen to. Would you hit Luka with the Chidori if it meant the Mavs make a finals appearance next season? First of all, JT, I haven't watched Naruto in fucking years. I actually had to look this up to make sure it was the right move I was thinking of. I think Luka would actually be down for it. I think Luka wants to get to the finals and win the finals by any means necessary. So I think he would do it. He'd let me do it, I think. So, good question. Oh, here we go. Next one. This one's for you, actually, Squish. It's for you. Justin asks, when is Squish making y'all the opening intro song?
I believe I responded to this, but oh, you did. I said only if it's a duet with Don.
Yes, I need that. I need that, like, exponentially. I need it right now.
Don's very good at music, and I'm just an idiot that knows how to edit well.
Yeah. Let's see. I've got two more questions. Let's see. Baba Yaga asks, do you get annoyed with Mav's Twitter with their negative comments sometimes?
I don't get annoyed personally. I just do think there are instances where it is too much. I think there are times we can relax. But you don't have to be satisfied with the off season or things. Yeah. But I do think there's like a, I don't know. We see a lot of like extreme reactions to things. And this isn't just an off season thing. I just think the general state of Twitter, like we're just so like, I think we're, I'll say passionate, but it's just,
to have.
I don't know. It seems like things have been a little intense progressively over the last few years since we drafted Luka. And I don't get annoyed, but it does become too much at times. So I don't know. Not annoyed, but I'm like, eh, guys, relax. It's okay. Sometimes.
You know, I don't really get annoyed at all, actually. Because here's a fun thing.
Unless I'm talking.
Yeah, unless it's Squish talking. But the fun thing about me and Twitter is that I have virtually all notifications turned off. Like, I don't receive anything really. That's just by design. Because I know Twitter is not the best medium to have, you know, really elaborate conversations. Which is why, like, in the past, when people come at me, I go into their mentions and be like, hey, man, what's going on? You know? And usually they kind of relent. It's like, oh, never mind. I was just being mad. And I was like, okay, cool. Quit coming after me then. I don't get annoyed. Like, I feel like everybody has their right to be the way they want to be. The great thing about Twitter, though, is like you can mute or block or unfollow whoever you want to. You know, like, as you guys know, like, I don't follow everybody back. I just, you know, it's never been my prerogative to do that. I mean, it is what it is. Twitter is not the best medium to have these conversations.
Right.
It's just not. Because things get misconstrued or things get taken in context.
It's a text-based shorthand application. Yeah. You're not going to have productive...
You're not supposed to be having like
arguments, long, conversations, really. Yeah. It usually just dissolves into toxicity, so...
Yeah. So, no, it doesn't annoy me. Just, I would like for you guys to just, you know, be cool with each other. At least amicable with each other. Like, you guys don't have to like each other. Like, the way I see is that we're a big family, and you don't always have to like your entire family. You just gotta tolerate them.
Like, you know? There's different shades of fandom and different kind of ways to feel about things, and none of them are wrong, but like, you should be kind to each other.
Yeah, it's like
when people are... That's just generally speaking, as person to person. Be nice. Yeah. We all want the same things.
Yeah, and like,
you don't have to agree, but you also don't have to go to extremes.
And like, for me, like, I tweet just bullshit. Everybody knows this. Like, I've gotten blocked over just tweeting bullshit. Even though I've mentioned, hey, like, I don't tweet smart things. Like, I do it for a reason. Because
my whole existence is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Same.
Yeah. So, no. But it doesn't annoy me. If it annoys you, the best thing to do is just to block, move on, mute, whatever. Like, turn off the app. You know, log out for a little bit. Get some fresh air. I've done that before, you know? So, okay. Last question. Comes from Billy. Billy asks, how long until Luka knows is how much of a failure the Mavs free agency is and pushes to leave? So, Billy, he's about to sign his contract. So,
back to what we just talked about. That's a little over the top.
At the moment.
Like, there's a chain of events that would have to continue for that to be true. But yeah, he's got a quarter of $1 billion on the table, essentially. He's going to sign that, and it'll be a while before we really have screwed the pooch and he'd want to force his way out of Dallas.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll see.
He keeps doing what he's doing. I firmly believe somebody is going to force their way here. I have to believe that. He's too good at basketball. Yeah.
I mean,
that's what happens when someone's too good at basketball. Another person that's too good at basketball wants to come play with them.
And I mean, we already got two guys who want to come in. They're not the best, but, you know, Goran has immense, like, you know, veteran leadership. you know? And I think Goran would also be like the guy that's like, would finally calm Luka down and be like, hey man, like we're in the pros right now. Like we're in the NBA. Like you gotta remember, like if you get like a, what, 16, you know, fucking technicals, like you're kicked out for one game. That could be the, you know, the make or break it moment for the team, you know?
Yeah. And we're, I mean, we're just on the edge of a changing of the guard too. Cause it's still very much, the league that belongs to the LeBrons and the KDs and the Currys and Giannis officially. So I don't know. Luka's time's coming, and I think he'll get we'll get it together. He'll have to.
Yep.
We have to.
Also apparently today is Nate Hinton Appreciation Day on the timeline. So happy Nate Hinton Appreciation Day, everybody.
Nice.
But yeah, that will conclude today, this week's podcast. Again, like free agency technically isn't over. So if we somehow make a huge splash, and that's not like a Goran or a Laurie, like if we make a fucking immense splash, like we'll obviously, someone will come on here and talk about it for 20, 30 minutes. Thank you guys for all the people asking us questions. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys. If you guys want to, you guys can go onto like Apple Podcast and give us a 5-star review, or you know, you can just kind of sing our praises on Twitter or on Reddit or wherever. Otherwise, that's gonna be it for this weekend. So I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.